Welcome to Hour 2 of Sports Saturday on KLBJ with hosts Ed and Ben Clements. They're taking calls at 512-836-0590 or toll-free at 877-590-KLBJ.
Sports Saturday continues. Hi again, everybody. I'm Ed Clements along with Ben Clements. We're broadcasting live from the Deep Eddy Cabaret on Lake Austin Boulevard. Our show, The End Zone Club, proudly brought to you by Covert in Bastrop. They were closed today, but they'll be open all day tomorrow. Tito's Handmade Vodka. What a treat to have Tito, the man himself, last half hour on our show. Also brought to us by Sue Patrick at 5222 Burnett Road. Thank you, Jay and Sue. And by Supreme Lending, if you want a refi, if you want a new home built, check with John McClellan and the great folks at Supreme Lending. Ben, good afternoon. How are you? Man, it is busy, busy here at the old Deep Eddy Cabaret.
I'm doing good, Pop. We're in the maybe the best weekend of sports. Best weekend of football is divisional round in the NFL. Pop, we're watching the Bengals take on the Titans in Tennessee. It's a tied ball game, 16-16, with 8 minutes left in the match. It's been a slow game for the first half of this showdown, but it's really picked up some steam the past quarter and a half. Titans have the ball right now. It's a great day for football. Tonight we have the Packers and 49ers, which obviously we'll get to. We wish we'd seen the Cowboys in the Packer land, but that'll be the good game tonight. Then tomorrow, a lot of great football. It's a great day for sports today.
This Cincinnati game is interesting because Cincinnati built a 16-7 lead, and Ryan Tannehill, the former quarterback for the Fighting Texas A&M Aggies in Big Spring High School, has brought his team back, and it's now 16-16, as you said, Ben. They got the ball, and we're under 8 minutes to play in this game, and it's a 4th-and-1 for the Tennessee Titans. Look like they're going to line up to go for it. Isn't this something this year of the NFL? I've seen more times when coaches go for 4th-and-1 than I've ever seen before in my life.
Well, that's more just Mike Vrabel, Pop. Mike Vrabel is a man that he has nothing to lose. He does not take any crap from anybody. He's the guy that'll line it up, and he'll put his best against your best, especially when you have Derrick Henry back in the lineup after suffering that foot injury earlier in the year. And he does not make it, by the way. Tennessee falls short on 4th-and-1.
Man.
The Bengals will retain the ball with 7 minutes 14 left in the ball game. A big stop there by the Bengals. A team that a lot of people are saying it's the team of destiny.
I've said that before on the weekday show. I think they're Cinderella's team. And again, that fourth down play.
Not the Cinderella team. It is Cinderella's specific team. She put that little glass foot on, and it said Bengals all the way.
Yeah, and now a big stop by the Cincinnati defense. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase go back out with under 7 minutes to play.
You know, Pop, I was just with a lot of my Buffalo friends, a lot of the Bills Mafia, a little while ago, and we're talking about this game. And obviously the winner of this game will face off against the winner of the Chiefs and Bills tomorrow night. And they're all saying the same thing. We want the Bengals. We want to take on the Bengals. You don't want to face a Derrick Henry after a week back of getting back into the swing of things. Obviously, this is his first game after his big injury. So he's still kind of catching his footing. He's getting back into full form in playoff mode. But you don't want to face off against a Derrick Henry after he has a game under his belt, after he's loose and his foot is feeling well and he's ready to run. If you're the Bills or the Chiefs, you want to see the Bengals win this game.
Well, I believe
even though the Bengals are playing well, and if they win, that means they were the best team this week. But it's still a young team with a young quarterback and a team that really, like we've said, it's they're counting their blessings every week.
Sure, oh, they are. Now, speaking about Derrick Henry, right now, he's got 18 carries for only 59 yards, Ben. That's an average of 3.3. Deontay Foreman, the former Longhorn, has carried the ball 4 times for 68 yards, an average of 16 yards per carry. He had a 45-yard run earlier today. So you're exactly right. Derrick Henry is sort of feeling his way back into the rotation of this game.
And you know, though, next week, if the Titans were to come away with this victory, he'll be back into full form. Even though he does have that plate in his foot right now, he will be ready to go regardless of who they're playing next week if they were to get this victory today.
Joe Burrow is so impressive. He's 24 of 33 for 306 yards today. No touchdowns. He has 1 interception. But Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, let me tell you what, that guy's already 4 receptions today for 90 yards. That's a great combo.
Yeah, that LSU connection has not faltered in the NFL. It's picked up where it left off at LSU. And these two guys, you got Joe Burrow, his second year in the NFL, who really He was great in college. He led his team to an undefeated national championship season, but I don't think there are a lot of high expectations for him in the NFL. He didn't look like he'd be that prototypical quarterback in the NFL, but he's obviously proven us wrong. And Ja'Marr Chase, who he took off his entire senior year of eligibility, his entire junior year of eligibility in college football to prepare for the NFL. He trained, he worked out, he caught balls all season long to prepare for the NFL. And this is also a guy that, if you remember, in the offseason and preseason, Ja'Marr Chase had a huge difficulty in transitioning from the college to the NFL football. So there are a lot of low expectations for him, and this connection has been one of the best in the NFL, and it's worked out so far in the playoffs, and that is the reason why I think the Bengals' offense have been so deadly so far.
And we saw those two guys, Burrow and Chase, here in Austin when LSU...
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
We kept saying, who the hell is number zero, and why can't nobody cover them?
Yeah, it was a 3rd-and-17, I remember, when Joe Burrow hit Ja'Marr Chase, when the Longhorns were still very much in that game. So it's fun to watch these two. But again, I believe Cincinnati is a team of destiny or a Cinderella team. But the Tennessee Titans going into this game, to me, had the huge advantage because they got the week off, as will the Packers have the week off when they meet San Francisco tonight with this expanded NFL schedule, Ben. I think that's paramount to have that time off. And I think that's a big advantage, even though Cincinnati is really fighting tooth and nail Tennessee.
It is. I mean, you can look at it from both sides, though. There is the, you want to rest up and get your guys healthy. The other side, though, is you don't want them to get cold. You want them to stay hot. As you saw with the Chiefs, you know, they ended the season so well. They were hitting on every cylinder. And I think if you're a Chiefs fan, you didn't want to see them have that week off because you wanted them to stay in rhythm, to stay with that fire and really not lose a beat. For the Titans, it was good. You gave Derrick Henry one more week to get healthy. So it goes back and forth, but I get it. For the Packers, too, with Aaron Rodgers being on the elder side of the NFL life, you want him to get healthy and catch a breath. So I get it, but it really worked out for these two teams. Elsewhere, others in the history of the game, there have been times where you've seen teams come out and they're ice cold. They've had 2 weeks since their last game, and playing games is different than practice. You want to stay with that rhythm and live ball, but I get what you're saying.
Speaking of ice cold, it's going to be zero in Green Bay at Fable Lambeau Field tonight. And I don't know if you've heard this stat. I blew Beto's mind this week during the regular show. Jimmy Garoppolo.
There you go with the regular show again.
Well, it's
the weekly show.
The weekly show. Let me tell you this fact. Jimmy Garoppolo.
You're my regular dad.
Thank you, buddy.
Not my weekly dad.
I'm hoping you're all-time dad. Jimmy Garoppolo has never started a game in the NFL when the temperature was below 40 degrees.
What's the spread right now?
The spread is 5.5, I believe.
Let's hammer it then, I guess, for the Packers.
5.5 for the Packers. Also about this Cincinnati, I think Joe Burrow is rapidly approaching that status of an elite quarterback of the NFL.
I agree.
And that's the thing about Tennessee, because with all due respect to Ryan Tannehill, who played his high school football at Big Spring, Texas, Steers for the Steers, and played at A&M, starting his career as a wide receiver, I think he's a very serviceable quarterback, but not of elite status.
No, you don't have to, sugarcoat it. That's what he is. When you have a Derrick Henry and you have the receiving crew that he has, you get a mediocre quarterback in there and he'll be successful. You really don't need to rely on your quarterback. If it was a situation where they had a subpar running back and a average receiving core, this Titans team would be nowhere near where they are. But when you have that surrounding cast, any quarterback will do. I think if you put in, if you were to put in Jameis Winston, this team would be just as successful. Ryan Tannehill, like you said, is a very serviceable quarterback, but he is not a guy that's going to go and win a game for you. He can get the job done and live to fight another series. But, and that's no disrespect to him, but that's what it is. But that's why it's also so important for Mike Vrabel to have his running back room stout and have his receiving core healthy, because look at Deontay Foreman has done.
Yeah,
he's taken up for Derrick Henry, and he's been more than serviceable. He's gotten you 100 yards a game, so, and that's not because of Ryan Tannehill.
We're now under 4 minutes to play in Nashville. It's tied 16-16.
By the way, the spread was Tennessee -4.
Tennessee minus four here. Tennessee -4. We need to take a timeout. After this timeout, we'll tell you how Cincinnati does on this 3rd and 4. Also, we've got to talk about tonight's game. We want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
Ugh.
We also want to talk about Longhorn Sports. There's a new guy hanging around the defensive offices as well. And Joe Burrow just got sacked. Joe Burrow, you got to get rid of that football, son. And he didn't get rid of it. Okay, we'll have more. This is the End Zone Club on KLBJ Radio. Back with more right after this.
This is the End Zone Club, brought to you by our great friends over at Coburn Bastrop, Tito's Handmade Vodka, and Sue Patrick over at 5222 Burnett Road. Pop, we've been watching this Bengals and Titans game.
It's good.
The Titans take over with 2 minutes left in the ball game. They'll take it over on the 25-yard line. They need 75 yards to go. They can win it with a field goal, but this is not the situation you want if you're the Bengals when you have Derrick Henry looking across the pylon from you. Scary situation for the Bengals, who you've been saying is a team of destiny, but this Titans team, even with an injured Derrick Henry, he's a scary one to face right now.
And they've got so much experience, too, Ben. This is not their first rodeo of being in the playoffs. And I think, you know, Tannehill and this team been in this situation before, and now they have the ball out to the 35-yard line with a minute 52 to play. So this is going to be a workmanlike drive. It's going to be a situation, you may be exactly right, where it could be a situation where it's a field goal to win this thing at the end.
Okay, so if you are, let's talk real quick. We're Bills people. We're a Bills podcast. We're not a podcast. We're a Bills radio show.
Yeah, we love the Bills.
We love the Bills, Mitch Morris and company. If you're Mitch and Josh and the Bills, who do you want to face? Obviously, you don't have that mindset. If you're an actual player on an NFL team, you don't care who you're playing because you worry about yourself. But who would you rather face?
I think you would rather face the Bengals because I think wouldn't they get them at home?
They get them at home.
Yeah,
they win.
You would much rather get the Bengals and be at home in Buffalo than have to travel to Tennessee to face the number one seed Tennessee Titans. So I would say that they would want to play. And the same thing goes for Kansas City. They'd want to play Cincinnati because I think you got to think if Cincinnati wins this game, when's that streak going to end for them? When is their lucky charm end for the Cincinnati Bengals?
All right, as we walk you through the end of this Bengals-Titans game, I think we have some cleanup. We have some tough talk, Pop, to get to. Our Dallas Cowboys get knocked out last week against the San Francisco 49ers. A brutal loss, a pure Cowboys loss, that is. That was the first game we hadn't really texted through because I think it was a, damn, this is really happening, is it? We didn't talk until the next day.
Yeah.
Tough ending for Mike McCarthy in his first season.
Goofy ending.
We saw the final play. The way that it ended on that long run, the 17-yard QB draw, where everybody was thinking, get down! Are you going to get down?
Yeah.
Okay, you've made 17 yards. Get down! And then the clock runs out, end of the season for the Cowboys. Is that the most Cowboys ending you've seen?
It is a terrible Cowboy ending. I talked about it this week, that the Cowboy ending when Dez Bryant caught the pass in Green Bay, they did not allow. When Tony Romo dropped the extra point, when Aaron Rodgers completed the fourth, this was the most excruciating one.
But the thing about those were, that was a play where the player itself, they screwed up.
Yeah.
This was...
Well, Dez Bryant didn't screw up. Tony screwed up.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, but, you know, Dez supposedly didn't catch the ball. Tony dropped the ball. This was a drawn-out play by the coaches, by Mike McCarthy.
It was.
That was a bad play call.
Yeah, I didn't like it either, Ben. They said they'd practice it. By the way, there's a 3rd and 5 for Tennessee. They're looking deep, and they
pass off.
Intercepted by Cincinnati. Oh, man. How this thing has changed now. Cincinnati's going to get the ball at midfield with 20 seconds to play. One pass.
If you're in Vegas, I would take the Bengals right now, -3. Take it live.
One pass, and you can get in field goal range if you're the Bengals and Joe Burrow.
Pop,
man,
you know what I smell?
What do you smell?
Overtime. Although, then again, though, the Bengals have 20 seconds, and all they need to do is get 20 yards.
Yes.
That is, they can do that in one play. They could potentially get a chip shot here if they play the cards right, especially when you have Jamar Chase out wide for you.
Yeah.
This could end right here.
It really could, and this is the worst thing if you're a Titan fan, you want to happen is a pick. Because they
pop.
Because if they get the 3rd and 5, they still got some yards to go. Okay, describe this play. Burrow scrimmages from about the 46.
Poppy drops back. Burrow looks right. He fires right, and he has Ja'Marr Chase open. And they are officially in field goal range. They have the ball at the looks like 36-yard line. Mm-hmm. I told you, all it takes is one play. Pop. Now they can. That play only took, 6 seconds? And who does he go to? Ja'Marr Chase.
Ja'Marr Chase.
The Bengals have 15 seconds left. That's enough time for about 2 more plays. I think they want to run one more play similar to that. Make it a chip shot. Call this game. Get ready to go to Buffalo next week or to Kansas City.
Or to Kansas City. Okay.
You know, I'll say it now. Get ready to go to Buffalo next week. Let's will this game tomorrow.
Joe Burrow will scrimmage from the 35-yard line of the Titans. He's got one back in the backfield. It's going to be a run play. They're playing conservatively. Gets about 3 yards. Looks like, Ben, it will be about a
44-yarder
for
the win for the Bengals in Tennessee. See, Pop, look, I don't want to pile on to Ryan Tannehill here because
he threw in coverage,
He threw in coverage. Yes, his receiver dropped that ball, but, you know, I think I don't want to put it on one play, but that's when if you're the Tennessee front office, you have to think, damn, you know, would an elite quarterback make that throw? And I say no. He has been great for you so far. He's gotten the job done. But this is when you need, if you are Tennessee, you need to go get one more piece. If you have a Deshaun Watson, you have somebody of that caliber running that offense with a Derrick Henry, with an A.J. Brown, the sky's the limit for this Tennessee team. And look, you have Ryan Tannehill, who was a converted quarterback in college.
Yeah,
he was a receiver, went to quarterback in college. If you can get the first place in the NFL with him, what could you do with a Deshaun Watson?
Exactly.
What could you do with a Derek Carr? Yeah. Anybody that has a little more status than a Ryan Tannehill, but that's, you know, that's a conversation for the offseason. So the scene is set. The Bengals will have a 44-yarder to win this game. This is big right here.
If you're
the Kansas City Chiefs or Bills, you're thinking, please win this game.
Yeah.
This is an immature Bengals team that has been skating by.
But they are Cinderella, Ben.
They are Cinderella.
They are Cinderella.
Okay, back though real quick. Our last thoughts.
Let's talk about this because we're rapidly approaching the news coming about a minute. Burrow is under center with 9 seconds to play. They put a few seconds on this.
Well,
clock.
Pop, they have one more timeout, so I think they can get to the right pile. They can get to the right spot. I think their kicker likes hitting from the right side of the field, and that's exactly what they do. So they call the timeout with 3 seconds left in this ball game.
It's going to be up to Evan McPherson, who's been golden today for this team, to try to kick the field goal to win this contest. And guess what's coming up? The news.
We got
a break for the news.
So when we get back, folks,
yeah, we'll
there'll
tell
either
you.
Be a winner or we might be getting ready for overtime.
This is the End Zone Club on KLBJ Radio. I'm Ed Clements along with Ben Clements from the Deep Eddy Cabaret, brought to you by Covert and Bastrop and Tito's Handmade Vodka, Sue Patrick, and Supreme Lending. Ben and I'll be back with more on the End Zone Club after the news on KLBJ. Our show brought to you by Covert and Bastrop, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Sue Patrick, and Supreme Lending. Ben, what an ending to the game. Tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, Pop, the Bengals hit the 45-yarder to win it. They win it in Tennessee and advance to the AFC Championship against the winner of the Chiefs and Bills. Unfortunately for them, they will be on the road regardless. So they have a huge uphill battle, but the Cinderella story continues for Joe Burrow and Cincinnati, a team that came into the season with some expectations, but nothing near and dear to what we're seeing today. Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals are showing that, A, they have an elite quarterback, and B, they have a team that is well-rounded and can compete with the best, especially against the number one team in the division.
They have surpassed all expectations. Joe Burrow coming off an unbelievably bad injury to his leg, a suspect running game, and a questionable defense. They have surpassed everything. They won their division, the North, in the AFC, defeating Baltimore, defeating Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, defeating Pittsburgh to win that division. And now they're going to the AFC Championship game, either in Buffalo or Kansas City.
Obviously,
and the last 30 seconds, Ben, last 30 seconds. This is really, and this is going to sting for Tennessee Titans fans for years, because Tennessee had the ball on their own 45, a third and five play. When they're just trying to get in field goal range, Ryan Tannehill threw it in traffic. It looked like triple coverage.
Yep.
And it was the old tip drill, and it was an interception by the Bengals, and the Bengals, in a matter of three plays, get in field goal range, and boom, they win the game.
Yeah, Pop, I really don't want to keep piling on to Ryan Tannehill, but the guy's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's not the man to lead a team to a Super Bowl championship. And I think the front office in Tennessee has really got to reconsider their options. They need to make an offseason play. As hard as it is to say, because I like Ryan Tannehill.
I do too.
He has been incredible for the Titans up until now, but there are passes he makes during games that you wonder, could somebody else have made that pass a little crisper? Could they have put that a little tighter into that pocket? And it comes up really in the Bengals' favor today. And now we see a quarterback who, I'll admit it, might be a little more worthy, make it to that AFC Championship to play in quite possibly the scariest game in NFL football, either the Chiefs or the Bills.
It is scary.
So it's a big uphill battle, which early call, I'm thinking regardless of who wins tomorrow night, I'm thinking that AFC Championship will be at least a 7-point spread. It has to be.
It may be. I'm thinking maybe 4.5 to maybe a 5 or 6-point spread, but Joe Burrow.
Can they stay? Can this miracle continue?
How much longer can they hold on? That's the thing.
Fighting. Bengals are fighting tooth and nail.
Yes.
They played against a great Titans team that was number one in the division.
Let me change it. I never thought the Titans were a great team. The Titans did what they had to do to get the number one seed. This team lost to Jacksonville, for goodness sakes.
I know, but I think we're arguing the same point here. They were playing against an injured Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And besides him, what do you really have besides A.J. Brown? The Titans don't have much.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones, who is beyond his prime. The Titans were, they might have been in an uphill battle today, but the Bengals, when was the last time they faced a very, very, very good team?
You're right. But the thing about Tennessee is they rely on the run game so much, and Deontay Foreman, the former Longhorn, filled the space so well for Derrick Henry. I think we saw the typical Tennessee team, but we saw Ryan Tannehill make the ginormous mistake by throwing into coverage. And you ask the question, can Joe Burrow continue this? Look at him. He's running off field. Look. He looks like somebody in middle school. He's so excited.
I know. I just think that looking forward, looking at next week, again, regardless of who wins tomorrow night in Buffalo or in Kansas City, this is a hell of a challenge for Joe Burrow facing the two best quarterbacks in football right now, minus Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But also two teams that have been there. They have been to the top of the mountain in the AFC, and they know they have their eyes on beyond the AFC Championship. They have their eyes on the Super Bowl, and it's going to be a hell of a task for the Bengals next week. But hey, this Cinderella story is a miracle up
to
this
really
point,
great.
And maybe they can continue.
It's a great story. It is.
All right,
let's turn the page.
Let me
get your final thoughts
because
we're about the Cowboys.
I'll
give you my thoughts about the Cowboys. Fire Mike McCarthy tomorrow. Fire him tomorrow.
Who are you going to go get?
You get somebody young.
Give me a name.
Troy Aikman.
Look at Troy Aikman.
Yeah, I said Troy Aikman.
And one drink a week is really screwed with your head, Pop. Troy Aikman is not a head football coach. You're the one that always says, I know it's NFL football compared to college, you're the one that always says you go get somebody that has experience. What has he done except for throw a few touchdowns in the NFL?
He won two Super Bowls.
As a player, has he coached?
I don't think it matters. But
you get drugged?
No, I'm not drugged.
Why are you getting Troy Aikman as the head coach?
But my point is, I think there needs to be a change.
I'd rather Dak Prescott run the offense.
Okay.
And the team.
I just think they're in a bad cycle right now.
I'd rather see the Cowboys. They give Kellen Moore the head coaching job.
Yeah, I wouldn't be adverse to that, too.
You can't fire Mike McCarthy. Yeah, that was a boneheaded play call, but I'm pretty convinced that might have been Kellen Moore who did that.
But Ben, Mike McCarthy is the head coach. They had 14 penalties
in the
game.
It was the worst game, but it was called game I've seen in a long time. Really bad fundamentals. You fire him after 1 year? No.
Two years?
No, you can't do that.
Jerry fired Chan Gailey after 2 years.
Who the hell is that?
Chan Gailey is a former Cowboy coach you never heard of who lasted 2 years.
Look, the Cowboys were phenomenal this year, and they weren't.
They were good against the NFC East.
Okay, they lost
to the Raiders. They lost to the Buccaneers. They
no
lost
Kellen
to
Moore, no Troutman. Who do they go get?
A guy who used to be in here at the Deep Eddy Cabaret a lot, who liked Tito's and made vodka. My man, Tom Herman.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, speaking of Tom Herman. Let's talk a little Longhorn talk for a couple of minutes.
I hate how you affiliate Tom Herman with the Longhorns.
Okay, but
basketball.
Basketball quickly. Texas wins today, 56-51.
Uphill battle for the rest of the season.
It's going to be tough because they got to have somebody emerging as a shooter.
Yeah.
And Carr has been good. Andrew Jones needs to step up.
Yeah, no offense.
They need to get some offense. Now, on the
let's talk some football.
Other Longhorn football news. Gary Patterson is a new defensive consultant. This is a strange deal to me.
What is his official
I believe he's consultant.
Is he a special assistant to the head coach? Or?
Yes, he is. Exactly.
Okay.
He will consult Steve Sarkisian, and I think it's great because he will help on the defensive side of the ball, evaluating personnel, and he will work with Coach Kwiatkowski on the defense. I think it's great. But then by the same token, I'm wondering why Steve Sarkisian signed off on this, because if, heaven forbid, the Longhorns suffer through another 5-7 season and the Natives will be restless.
The Longhorns have another head coach in waiting in the building, who has a pretty good resume at TCU.
Chris Del Conte will walk down the hall and say, "Hey, Gary, you want the job?" That's the thing that surprised me about this hire, because he's going to be around, and there's no pressure on him, but you are exactly right. That lineage of Gary Patterson and his winning ways at TCU and his association with Chris Del Conte, we all want, I do, and I know you share this, you want the Longhorns to win about 10 games next year, beat Alabama, and win the Big 12 championship. But if they don't, you do have your coach in waiting four doors down from the current head coach, Steve Sarkisian.
But I know, if we're speaking honestly, do you think that's something Texas would do? Do you think they would really hire the potential next guy right underneath Sarkisian's nose and say, "Hey, surely they don't tell Sarkisian this, but it's almost, is it an unspoken thing? Look, if you go, 2-4 to start the season, Gary Patterson will take over." You think, would Texas do that?
No, Texas will not hire, not fire a coach in midseason. They would wait till the end of the season. TCU was unseemly for doing that this year, and I didn't like what Tech did as well, firing their coach in the middle of the season. Texas will never do that. But again, if Steve has a if he has a losing record, team doesn't go to the bowl, here's Gary Patterson down there.
Well, it's a hell of a move by Del Conte, getting Gary Patterson, who is a highly successful coach from TCU. He brought TCU back from the dead. He brought them to the Big 12 and gave them immediate success. I mean, the guy has a statue in Fort Worth outside of the stadium. How awkward is it going to be the first time Texas goes to Fort Worth to play TCU, and one of the assistant coaches has a statue outside?
Correct. And I know a lot of TCU people got sick when they saw Gary Patterson wearing a Longhorn top from Sue Patrick.
Yeah.
5222 Burnett Road, yeah.
It's a great pickup by Texas. It's a smart strategy because when it comes to playing TCU, he recruited every one of those guys. If for nothing else, his job is preparing for TCU.
Had a great first game in the NFL playoffs this afternoon. The Bengals upset the Titans 19-16. When we return, Ben and I will break down the rest of the NFL scene here on the End Zone Club on KLBJ.
This is the End Zone Club, brought to you by our great friends over at Covert and Bastrop, Tito's Handmade Vodka, where Dad and Scotty had a great interview with Tito Beverage on the 15th Club.
Yes.
And Sue Patrick over at 5222 Burnett Road. Pop, the band we just heard, Dayglow, an Austin-based band who has been blowing up left and right. I had the great pleasure of hanging out with Sloan and Peyton Harrington a little while ago this afternoon. A great Austin band. Check them out. They're on all the platforms out there. Dayglow, they're starting their European tour next month. Guys that played Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon.
Wow.
One of the best bands out of Austin in a long, long time.
Well, we have one game down. the Cincinnati Bengals, surprisingly.
Three more to go.
19-6.
Up to the end.
Okay, let's break them down quickly. A little later tonight, it's going to be the San Francisco 49ers at the Green Bay Packers. Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers who beat the Cowboys. Again, Garoppolo has never started the game when the temperature is under 40 degrees.
So, folks, hammer the Packers. If you're in Vegas, hammer the Packers.
I just like the Packers. It could be interesting if San Francisco can run. And by the way, our phone lines are available if you'd like to talk. 512-836-0590. But if Green Bay successfully runs the ball, that could be a difference. But listen, again, here I said that week off is important. It didn't help the Titans, but I think it's going to help the guy with the bad toe, Aaron Rodgers. I just think no way San Francisco is going to win in frigid Lambeau Field.
No, Pop, I agree. Aaron Rodgers is on he's on the biggest revenge tour we've seen in a long time. Remember this past offseason?
Oh, my Lord.
How much hate Aaron Rodgers got and how many you need to leave, you need to quit, this team is not meant for you. Texts and emails and radio shows and ESPN, everybody was saying Aaron Rodgers was done for, he needs to leave. He's been on the biggest FU tour we've seen in a long time.
He has been,
and this is a completion of it tonight, next week in the Super Bowl. I love the Packers, and I love them to cover. I love them to win the, I think, to win the Super Bowl.
I think the Packers are
the real deal.
I think they'll be in the Super Bowl, yeah.
When they have the personnel they do, when they have the quarterback that they do, their O-linemen have been unstoppable. Nobody, they're a force that really cannot be pushed over. The Packers are a complete team. And with this is the exception. Like I told you, it can go both ways at off week. The Packers needed this off week to game plan, to get Aaron healthy. The man has not thrown an interception since week four.
Wow.
That is pretty unheard of. It is as spotless of a team as we've seen in a long time. And I just love the Packers tonight. The 49ers, they spent every bit of their gas last week against the Cowboys.
And their luck, too.
And their luck.
Yeah.
You can't go four quarters against Aaron Rodgers. And the run game, it's good. I love what they do on the ground, but this Packers team has seen that. They've stopped it. They'll do it again tonight.
I agree with you, Ben. Now, tomorrow, the first game, the L.A. Rams playing at Tom Brady in Tampa Bay.
I don't want to see the Rams win that game.
I picked the Rams to win already.
I don't want that to happen.
Well, you know, is that because of your love for Tom Brady or just the history of Tom Brady?
I would die for that man. If he adopts me,
easy,
Pop, I love you and
there.
Mom.
Easy
but
there.
Tommy Brady, he's a god amongst mere mortals.
But the thing is, the L.A. Rams finally have the pieces in place. They've got Cooper Kupp, the best wide receiver in football.
But
They've got Odell Beckham. They have two very good running backs, Sony Michel and Akers.
You love Sony Michel.
I do, and I like that defensive front for the Rams.
And they got Sean McVay.
Well, you know, yesterday we had our buddy Mike Evans of Hollywood. Remember Mike Evans, our buddy?
I do.
Yeah, Mike was on, and Mike calls L.A. a fraud. He doesn't think they're going to – he loves Tampa Bay tomorrow.
Because, Pop, it depends on which Matthew Stafford comes out. You'll either get the Hall of Fame, five touchdowns, no interceptions, 400 yards, Matthew Stafford, or you'll get the – five bonehead plays, two interceptions, Matthew Stafford. It all depends on which quarterback brings himself onto the field that day.
Right. And
tomorrow, Pop, I can see Matthew Stafford, the doy-doy Matthew Stafford, coming out and laying a brick against these Buccaneers who are, they've been there, they're the defending champions, and they got Tom Brady and a defense that is prepared for a trickery L.A. Rams team.
As I told the boys yesterday, producer Brandon and Beto, it's going to end sometime. It's going to end sometime.
Tom Brady. But it's going to end up, he will end up on top. He's not going to end losing to Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay. Tom Brady's got 4 years on Sean McVay. You think he's going to lose to the man? No.
We will see what we will see, but I've got the Rams winning a very close game tomorrow. Now, the late show.
Let's go.
Which is the best game of the day.
Of the season.
And I hate to see these two teams playing now.
I agree.
Because the winner of this game will be in the Super Bowl, either the Buffalo Bills or the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, Pop, I agree. It's a shame that this is only the divisional round. I think if the fans, the NFL, had their way, they would just say, okay, you know what? We're going to do a round robin. Bills, Chiefs, Packers. Round robin. Two winners are going to go to the Super Bowl because those are the best teams in the NFL.
They
Packers,
are the best
Bills,
teams.
And the Chiefs. And it's a damn shame that the probably second and third best teams in the NFL having to face off in the division, because this is the most highly anticipated game of the year, and it is the game of the future. You got Mahomes and Josh Allen, who are obviously the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. No disrespect to Aaron Rodgers, but that's true. This is what we'll be seeing for the next 10 years.
And this is the rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. You know, as we said before, we like the Bills because of our friend Mitch Morse. I think the time is now for Josh Allen and Buffalo to win on the road in Kansas City. I think they will win tomorrow.
I agree this is their time. I have my doubts, though. The Chiefs have been playing the best football in the NFL the past month and a half. Mahomes seems comfortable again. The run game is back. They even added a second running back. Everybody is hitting on all cylinders. It's going to be a very tough game. That being said, though, the Bills are playing their best football. They absolutely annihilated, granted a rookie quarterback, but annihilated Bill Belichick.
But the best defense in the NFL was New England. They annihilated last Saturday.
So I think this is, it's one of those situations where it's an unstoppable force is meeting an unmovable object. And tomorrow could be the skull-crushing, unbelievable, perfect football game we've been begging for all season long.
Well, we've been at the same table at the Deep Eddy Cabaret, and our friend Mitch Morse has been with us a couple of times, and we hope that Mitch can go to a Super Bowl this year, but we wish Mitch the best of luck, and I know you Texas Tech fans love Patrick Mahomes, who's done a great job.
What's the score tomorrow?
Score tomorrow, I'm going to say Buffalo 31. No, I'll say Buffalo 35. Kansas City 31.
Dang, that's close. I was going to say 38-35, Buffalo.
But let me say this. Patrick Mahomes scares me to death. He's that good. He is so good.
But you know what? If you're in Kansas City, Josh Allen scares you the same way.
Yeah. So as we look forward, we have one team in the AFC Championship battle. Cincinnati upset Tennessee 19-16. We both want the Bills to be in that game, but regardless, Cincinnati will be on the road next week. And in the NFC, I believe it's going to be Green Bay. I picked the Rams to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be the Battle of the Bays, Green Bay and Tampa Bay. I know in your Tom Brady pick.
Yeah, it's going to be Tom Brady.
How good will Tom Brady be
tonight? Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady tomorrow, Aaron Rodgers tonight. Josh Allen tomorrow, too.
How special will that be to see Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Aaron Rodgers again,
yeah,
and the Green Bay Packers.
It's like a blast from the past versus the future in tomorrow night.
We got to go. This has been fun at the Deep Eddy Cabaret. Thanks to Inga and all the folks here. Thank you, Ben. It's been a lot of fun. We will be back next week with our show before the AFC and NFC Championship. Thanks to Tiger back at the studio. Thanks to our sponsors, Covert in Bastrop, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Sue Patrick at 5222 Burnett Road, and my buddy John McClellan at Supreme Lending. For Ben, I'm Ed. See you next week on the End Zone Club on KLBJ.